Good day, I'm John Sleggers. The fourth annual Christmas in Lamar's unfolds today. Many of the activities take place at the Olson Cultural Events Center downtown. Committee member Margaret Catton says aside from a wide variety of activities, there are two new activities that are included today.
We are so excited to be bringing in a synthetic skating rink. It's going to be open from 9 to 5, and it is $5 for a 30-minute session. Skates are included, and we also have a couple of those little push-alongs for the littles if they are new to the ice skating rink. You'll need to just come down, and you can register for a time slot throughout the day between 9 and 5. That's going to be in the Bamboo Village parking lot right next to Olson there. And then we also are featuring a live nativity this year, which is going to be located in the corner of Crystal Playhouse. We will have camels and sheep and goats and cows, and they will be out from 4 to 8, and then the Holy Family will come out after our main event.
There are a number of stage events at the Olson Cultural Center leading up to the main event at 6 p.m.
Scattered throughout the day, we have crafts at the Art Center or at the CVB. We also have Uptown Event Spaces hosting cookie decorating, or you could do Reading with the Elves at the library. We have two barbershop quartets starting at noon. Then we'll go right into Jill Miller, who will be starting at 1. Then we will end the stage performances with the Central Dance Academy from 2 to 3. Our main event starts at 6 o'clock on the Olson Cultural Event Center stage. And it is a performances by the Browns. There is a Christmas message. And then this year we're also bringing on stage, joining us, the Lamar's Community Choir and Galen Catholic School Choir. So those are two new additions to our final event this evening.
Christmas in Lamar's is the city's start to the Christmas season. The Floyd Valley Model Railroad Club is hosting their Christmas open house today from 1 to 5 at the Plymouth County Historical Museum. Club President John Schneider said the club formed over an interest in Plymouth County and its rail history.
It started in 2012, so that's 11 years ago now, and with our goal of modeling Plymouth County railroading and Plymouth County railroading history. So that's what we do. And the trains that we run are ones that you see go through Plymouth County. And the road names are familiar: Union Pacific and Canadian National, Dakota and Iowa, Burlington, Northern Santa Fe.
The club has an open house on a limited basis throughout the year.
We're not open to the public that often, so this is one of the days we are. We're going to have treats here, coffee and cookies and that kind of thing. Good time for fellowship and fun.
There will be a raffle featuring some of their giveaway items, snacks and refreshments, and club members will be running the model trains for guests. An accident at a residence near Boyden in Sioux County resulted in the death of a toddler. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office Monday were called to a farm residence on Jay Avenue, 1.5 miles southwest of Boyden. Nathan Cluck, age 2, was in a grove nearby a tree where family members were cutting down trees when a tree fell and struck him. Cluck sustained a severe trauma and died as a result of injuries suffered at the scene. The sheriff's office was assisted by Boyden Ambulance and Boyden Fire Department. A second Republican on the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors is calling on another board member to step down. Earlier this week, Jeremy Taylor's wife, Kim, was convicted of 52 counts of voter fraud when her husband's name was on the ballot in 2020. Fellow supervisor Daniel Bittinger is the lead pastor at Cross Point Church in Sioux City.
We need to all, you know, make sure that we are doing the right thing, you know, the honorable and ethical things, and making sure that we serve all the people of Woodbury County in truth.
Bittinger says if Taylor doesn't resign, he should at least take a leave of absence from the board. Earlier this week, Matthew Ung, the chair of the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors, called on Taylor to resign.
I hate the situation. I hate the situation that I'm put in, that the board is put in. You know, but this is what putting principles over politics looks like. It's asking someone that you've served with and done good things with for 9 years to resign when things just get truly out of hand.
According to Taylor's biography on Woodbury County's website, he's currently an energy and environmental specialist for Sioux City Schools and an Iowa National Guard chaplain. He was first elected to the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors in 2014. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slegger.